East Coast Breakfast.
Maurice van Vault. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning.
So our National Assembly Speaker, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, who she took special leave. So the step aside sort of thing happened after the allegations of corruption. She has resigned, and news coming in this morning from your news team. Subsequently, she has handed herself over to the police. So far, so good.
Yes. So late yesterday, she tendered her resignation as a National Assembly Speaker, and then obviously also as Member of Parliament. And then this morning, she went to the police station in Pretoria, where she's handed herself over. She's there right now, if she hasn't left yet. And then she's expected to be in court on corruption charges sometime today.
That's hectic.
It is hectic, right? Because it's hectic in the sense of, it's the head of the body that makes our laws, that elects our president. It's like, it's the institution that's supposed to provide oversight over the executive.
Okay, so
Parliament has such an important role to play.
So that is, okay, so I understand how consequential it is that this person has stepped aside and resigned and handed herself over to the police. But this is brand new for this party as well. They're not used to taking accountability for anything. Is that consequential?
I think it is, in the sense, I mean, you have to see it through the prism of, we're going to an election in a month and a half's time, right? So in that sense, they need to be seen to be acting, right? And it's Animal Farm, in the sense of, some are more equal than others, in the sense of, she's disposable. I know that it sounds hectic, but she doesn't have a big constituency inside the ANC. So if they make an example of her, it's not going to put the president under any kind of political pressure.
Yeah, and it's just, it's literally an optics thing, guys. I don't think we should celebrate this. I don't know how you feel, Marius, at all. It literally is somebody that was benefiting from the system anyway. It's easy to look like such a good party now for the first time in all these years. You're like, oh, yeah, she's going to resign, hand herself over to police. It's an election year. Look at us doing a good job cleaning our parliament of corruption.
But she was defense minister during the Waterkloof landing. She was accused of smuggling a woman from Burundi into South Africa on an Air Force plane, which she claimed was being abused. Rumors are that it was her son's girlfriend. Plus, she gave the ANC head honchos a lift on an official plane to Zimbabwe. So she should never even have been speaker. These things were already over her head when she was elected into that position.
It's a mess.
She was also the defense minister when the riots happened in July. Not her fault, but she was part of the collective that clearly failed to see that something was
good. To see it and prepare for it. And obviously, it was,
So, Marius, what happens now in terms of the speaker? Because I guess Parliament has to continue. Who's the speaker now? So
there's an acting speaker. He's the deputy speaker. Acting speaker, Lechesa Tsinoli.
Okay, Lechesa, yes. I like the guy.
Great. I love him.
He's the one that likes saying, hey, bana.
I suppose there's some speculation that's happening here. Do you feel that she's the lamb to the slaughter? She's been thrown to the wolves to clean up the ANC name in the election year. Will she do any real time? Is there going to be bail going to be paid by somebody? And then this disappears in the news cycle?
She'll appear in court today. The state's already said they won't oppose bail. I mean, she's not a flight risk, right?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. Bail's just there to make sure that you're in court next time. Mm. So she'll get bail, and then the case will
carry on for years.
4 years, probably.
Until she starts her own political party, goes up against the ANC. And,
That's always,
an option.
I hate making political predictions because you always have egg on your face, but I don't think she'll. I don't think she'll leave the ANC.
Mm-mm. Okay, but she's not going to do real jail time though, at all.
Probably not.
No. Probably not even a fine.
No,
it's going to be in court.
Probably a suspended sentence.
Remission of sentence.
Yeah.
All right, Marius van der Walt, East Coast Radio's news editor.
East Coast Breakfast.